Okay, well, I think this morning is turning into a bit of a Doctor Who themed event for me on my Twitter and my audio boo today. I hope you don't mind, but I think I was mentioned. Oh dear me, I'm going to cough. That's no good, Pilar. Oh dear. I'm in a terrible state, people. I'm not well. I've sort of dragged myself into the studio today to do these audio boos. I'm clearly not well. I should be at home, sick, under a blanket or something. I'm going to try and continue nonetheless. So I'm a big fan of Doctor Who. I've been watching all old episodes of Doctor Who while I've been sick, which is probably why I've got Doctor Who on the brain at the moment, actually. It could be. Maybe not, I don't know. But I'm a big fan of Doctor Who. And I may have mentioned this, that when I met Jason Isaacs, I did try to persuade him to be the next Doctor Who, but never mind. But I did ask him, so maybe in the future he could be the next Doctor Who, which I think would be quite cool, having yet another Scouser as the Doctor. Who knows? Who knows what will happen in the future? But I'm really enjoying Doctor Who as it is at the moment. It's going through the suits. I'm going to stop. I can't talk, Pilar. What's happened to me today? This is terrible. I've forgotten how to speak. Oh dear. Well, you have to bear with me, folks. I'm not well. But I think I'm so excited about the way Doctor Who is going at the moment. It's always changing. And you know, obviously because of the sort of regeneration of the character, it's so cool that they're sort of doing that with the theme tune, with the music, with the titles, with the plots, with the assistants, even on, you know, online. The website keeps getting a regeneration. I think it's just so cool. The whole idea of, you know, this is really good. We are at the peak here. You know, we have more viewers than ever before. But you know what? Let's redesign it and let's keep on going, keeping it fresh, keeping it new. I think that's a fantastic idea. So many sort of classic television programs, they fall into two categories. Either they, like the A-Team, went on way too long, the fans got fed up, it got cancelled, and they never got to make the final episode. And then, although to be fair to the A-Team, they did try to sort of redo it in season four with the new music and everything. It didn't quite work out, and the fans went away, and that was the end of it. But of course, then we, good old General Hunt Stockwell, Robert Vaughan, then came over to Britain to do Hustle. So, you know, that's that, you know, pretty good if you ask me. On the other hand, you have those programmes that are sort of cancelled in their prime, and the original Knight Rider was cancelled in its prime. But you can sort of do makeovers too far. So when Knight Rider came back with the new kit and the new car and the new voice, David Hasselhoff himself has confessed on a BBC podcast. I listened to him on Steve Wright saying that he thought it was a mistake to have a new car. So there we go. So you can sort of... You've got to get the balance right between it being old, boring and stale and completely redoing it. And I think Doctor Who, every time, and I'm not entirely sure who is to sort of be credited for this, if it's the writers, if it's Stephen Moffat, if it's his bosses, the people who chose him in the first place, if it's the designers, if it's the director. I don't understand this thing, how it works, but somebody is responsible for keeping the Doctor Who thing going, to keep the interest of the original fans, bring in new ones, and always be looking for future ones. And I think the way it sort of keeps on changing all the time, but it keeps your interest. I think that's fascinating, and well done to everybody. So there we go. Yet another audio boo on Doctor Who, but, you know, I love Doctor Who. I really do. I'm trying to be a poet as well. Okay, any thoughts on anything I've been saying here? If you can make any sense of it, please send it via the Twitter. It's twitter.com/EnglishRadio. I'm off for a cup of tea. Good old English Yorkshire tea. Thanks for listening.